And at this time, visiting with Broken Bow head coach of boys golf, Riley Weems, joining us on Central Nebraska Sports Source. Well, Coach, I know that in the last couple of years I've visited with you, it seems like we always start the conversation with the weather and how the weather has not allowed you to get out on the course as much as you would like, and you've been working on the simulator and everything. Well, this has been a little bit different weather-wise to start the season. I'm sure you've been able to get out and do some things outside this year.
Yeah, actually the weather has been cooperating with us this year. It's been kind of nice. We've been on the range for the last couple weeks, and we just finally got on the course a couple days ago because the course just opened up for golfers, and the boys actually got out and got to play 18 holes on Wednesday. So it's been nice.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the team. How many do you have out this season?
This year I actually have 17 boys out for golf. We have kind of a big number. It's kind of been nice.
Well, that is a fantastic number to work with. Kind of give us a breakdown of the team. I know that you have some guys returning that you'll be leaning on for leadership.
Yeah, we actually do return 4 boys with varsity experience, and we actually do have 6 top boys that I am kind of excited about. Jack White, he's been a varsity boy for the last couple of years. Zach Jackson has been a couple of years, so is Bowen Ritter. And we also have Adrian Gibbons. He's a sophomore that's had a couple of years of varsity experience. And then we also have Garrett Yonk and Kansas Kellum. Those two, they've gone to a couple varsity meets here and there, but they look like they're having a solid year so far just to start things off.
Coach, I know that with the game of golf, you're not just competing against others. Sometimes you're just competing against yourself, and I'm sure that of these 17 guys, you've got everybody maybe at a different level with just the amount of golf that they have played during the course of their young years. Just talk a little bit about that and kind of, as a coach, meeting each player with where they are in their game.
Yeah, we definitely have 17 boys that have varying experiences, and it has been tough the first couple weeks because we all have to be on the range at the same time. But starting Monday, it will be nice because we'll be able to break them up into different groups with their varying abilities. And my assistant coach, Mike Miller, he works with boys pretty well on the range, and then I work on the chipping and putting green. We will be able to break them up in their different skill levels, and then it'll be a lot easier to just work with those boys on what they individually need to work on when we can only have about 7 or 8 boys in one place rather than 17. We can focus on individual boys a little bit more.
Yeah. And, Coach, I'm assuming, with the game of golf, it's not just, the swing and everything. There's a lot that goes in between, into the game that happens in between the ears. And I'm sure that everybody's at a little different spot in that part of the game as well. And I'm sure that as a coach, there's probably plenty of conversations about the mental part of the game.
Oh, sure. We do discuss that quite a bit. Not only how they swing the club, but how they react if the ball didn't go exactly where they thought it should go. So we do focus a lot on the mental aspects of things, and just we talk about it all the time. Next shot up, make sure you go to the next shot. Put the last shot out of your mind and step up and try to swing your swing and just keep going all the time.
Coach, I haven't had the opportunity yet to really look at your schedule, but is it kind of similar to what it has been recently? Will you be like on any, say, new courses that maybe you haven't played in recent past, or is it kind of similar to the last couple of years?
It is pretty similar to the last couple of years. The only different invitational we got into was Cozad's, but we do play that course. So the boys are familiar. About the only big change we have this year is we actually got put into Class B golf instead of Class C. So it'll look a little bit different for us for districts and possibly state. That'll be the biggest change.
Yeah. Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you at the start of the season. Appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the guys the best of luck as you go through the year.
Okay. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it.